Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there's something else. I see people still coming out with Tyreek Hill stuff, who's, you know, we hope he's okay and gets full motion and movement and the nerves back and all the things when you just absolutely destroyed every part of your knee on a, you know, freak accident over on the sideline where he's been tackled before and gets stuck in there and, you know, the worst outcome possible, where you have to hurry up and get surgery so you don't potentially lose your leg kind of thing. So this talk, like people still bringing up Tyreek Hill as the topic, man, he's got a long road. I'm not trying to kill any of your make-believe trade world, like trade him or he's going to come back. I'm not a doctor and I'm not going to try to play one. I'm not trying to act like I'm with Baptist Health right now. I am paid by Baptist Health, but I'm not a doctor. But he got a long road, man. I don't know about you. I'm going to be shocked if somebody's going to tell me he'll be ready to go in August at full speed and have the same Tyreek Hill. And hopefully he'll be jogging and it'll be back together. But, man, that is a long, long road. And for the life of me, if somebody thinks out there this is a great time to trade him, why are you going to trade for a guy that, I mean, it could be a nice comeback and he'll work hard and physically he is a freak. We've seen it. But this is a long road, man. This all bets are off on the knee, that on the stuff that just happened to him. All bets are off. He's in his 30s. He depends on his speed. He's not a possession guy. He is a run-by-you guy. Get all that back and become the number one receiver again. He's got a long road, man. And I just don't see. We can talk about him. He's got some other stuff. I see stuff with the soon-to-be ex-wife came out. I don't know how. Everybody, I didn't even realize people can just get all your information on. People put it out there, put it in the news, and her doing the breakdown of all the things that he had done to her and everything else. Listen, man, he got a long road right now with a lot of stuff going on in his life, a lot. Number one thing, that man needs to take care of himself, and he needs to get healthy. He needs to do whatever, and I know he'll work hard. He's that guy. But this is a long, long road. I know Drew's already come out and said, we'll be ready to go in 2026. That's agent talk to me, man. Drew's got the same background I do as far as medical field. None. So we'll see how that goes. So anybody. And by the way, I think we're going to find out it's going to be a cold business. I knew there was a second part. He's due a bunch of money in March. Woody, it's the right thing to do for the team. The right thing, they're going, we just gave him a lot of money since he's been here. There ain't no right thing right now. We got to look out for the salary cap. Our job is to save as much money as possible to replace players and get better players and find it and figure it out. I'm going to be very surprised if he gets his money in March. Very, very surprised.
Texter said he has friends that work with the surgeon. He said that the career is over. So,
I know the
that is not a verified source, by the way. I just, you know, thought
I would just tell you too. I know the surgeon real well, and I wouldn't ask him.
Okay.
I play tennis with the surgeon.
You don't think he's out there just telling everyone that?
I think that surgeon, and I can't say his name. I have not been approved, nor do I break rules. And that guy, by the way, he's done some of the greatest work ever done on players. But I'm guessing, and it's none of my business, nor would I say anything, but that's just, look, man, I just saw what you saw, and this can be, it's going to be a tough road.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. All right. Anyway.
So the insider text, they're no good?
I don't know. Like, I haven't talked to, he said he knows who this did the surgery, and I don't know if he does, but I do. I know the two guys that did it.
Hmm.
It's a serious one. You saw it.
I know.
Saw Ben over. I see your ass Ben over. You'd be out. I mean, you couldn't. It was a bad one.
I don't say it wasn't.
No, I'm just, you're kind of looking at me. I'm like,
I would never recover from it, but I'm not I'm not Tyreek Hill.
Well, can you imagine Tyreek Hill like it, you know?
I would have said take the leg, but it's
built on speed. And I think they realize once that thing got it back into place, even thought of it.
Guy's in world-class shape, though. Like, if someone could recover from it, it would be that guy.
That's
right?
True. Like, that's true. Physically, he is gifted off the chains. He is the top 1%.
That body is different, yes.
He does flips through the field goal post, man. Nobody else does. I mean, he's, right? You see him do things, and he is that 1%. He is that 1%. He's got legs built like fullbacks, the old fullbacks on that body. No question.
So Joe with the tennis gossip again. How are things out there on the tennis courts, by the way? Everything calm?
Why did I say tennis gossip?
No. Because you said you play tennis.
I do. I play tennis with the guy.
But is everything okay out there on the courts recently? No incidents? You have to think about that?
I got to be honest. It's been a lonely world. Games are getting hard to get.
Really? You think it's a you thing, or is it just moving towards the pickleball side of things?
I did something yesterday. I went out. And I hit serves, and then I ran to the other side, picked the balls up, and I served them back.
You play by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Very sad.
Call me. I'll come out there. I'll at least hit them back.
I went out there thinking.
That's terrible.
There used to be, when I started, there'd be a ton of guys just like, hey, I was off today. Anybody want to play? And you could go play and have a good game. And now you go out there.
This is truly the saddest thing I've ever heard. I'm picturing you like hitting the ball into the air. And like running to the other side and hitting it back, and
so women are playing next to me, and I see him talking, and I go, "Wow, they're talking about
the lonely guy."
He doesn't have anybody playing. He is literally going to hit by himself and go chase the ball back and forth. And I see stretches sometimes in between.
You're going to have to pay someone to play with you, like a pro or something, right?
No, the pros are out there. I just don't. I can't pay the pros. I can't do it.
That's where you draw the line, huh?
Yeah, I can't do it. Everybody else does. I can't do it. I love them all. Those are all my guys out there. I've known them. A lot of them been out there forever. I just don't want to do it.
It hurts you to have to pay.
I'm tight on money right now.
Yeah.
Very tight.
Sure.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here, but I do want to take a second since it came up. Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, I'll tell you what a sports medicine program they have, and I'm talking about some top specialist to take care of a lot of our athletes down here. And it should make you feel good the next time you get injured to know that you can see those same doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. You kind of get the picture. Barkoff had to go see those same doctors. And he's going to have great results because he's going to be back real soon. And listen, part of being a top sports medicine program is having some of the best specialists in the business. Knee and shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. We got doctors across the board to see nothing but injuries that occur every day to all of us, not just high school, college, and professional athletes, all of us. And three great facilities to make it easy for you. We got the new facility 595 in Pine Island Implantation. We're also out at Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility and, of course, Doctors Hospital down in Coral Gables. Hey, man, first class places to go. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you back out playing the sports you love the most.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, and North Carolina is going to eat a lot of money.
He grabbed
when this is all said and done, right?
Michael Lombardi grabbed his two sons. He did. He got some guys that weren't coaching to come down and join him. I don't know. So at the time, oh, that was a good move for North Carolina. I did.
No, it was a good move because it got them in the spotlight.
It did.
It was like
that's what they
it was
wanted.
Like the Deion Sanders thing almost, right? Except that Deion actually had some good players.
He grabbed some guys from
yeah,
his
like
team
a few of which are you know
really good
in the NFL now. I saw his son moved up to what is it, second string now, right?
He's going
to
be starting here.
I would think yes.
He is going to be starting here. Real? How about
if he ends up being good?
How about he starts next week against the Miami Dolphins?
Well, if he can run, you're in good shape.
No,
I think anyone that can run is in good shape against the Dolphins.
That wasn't for the Dolphin side. It's just the fact he would be getting his first start and be against us.
Be very exciting.
Anyway.
If he ends up being good, though, there are a lot of teams that are going to look very silly for letting him fall that far.
I think everybody kind of thought they've gotten rid of the two. Remember when this thing all started? Two vets are now gone. Mm-hmm. They've both been traded away. And it's the two rookie quarterbacks and Deshaun Watson sitting at the end. Looking to see if a new massage parlor is going to open. I mean, that's it, man. Nothing else.
All right. From that to LeBron, Joe. And remember we mentioned he had his second decision that he had teased on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. What happened with that?
It ended up being a commercial for a bottle of Hennessy that he's promoting.
He's
a
good,
limited
man.
Edition bottle of Hennessy.
It got everybody. All right.
Oh, people were so mad yesterday. They were so mad, and it's like, what did you expect? And then the problem is a bunch of people went and bought tickets for his games.
Yeah, but it's not.
And I don't believe those people to be actual fans that were like, I want one last glimpse of LeBron. I think those are scumbag scalpers who went out and bought the tickets. Like, let's take advantage of this situation, and I hope they all get burnt. Everyone that bought those tickets, I hope you get cooked.
Let's see, did he sign another one-year deal? Is he on a one-year deal?
He's always on a one-year deal, yeah. Until further notice.
A lot of teams.
I don't know if. Do you see him doing.
Him.
I know he's really into himself, obviously, but do you see him doing the whole, like, retiring before the season starts? So he can do his whole, like.
Retirement.
Victory lap thing and
everybody
you know, last
getting
dance,
a chair
whatever.
And stuff.
Yeah, like, is he going to do that? Or is he just, when it's all said and done, just, I'm done?
That's a good question. I don't know. I started to think one more. I'm not sure.
The ego seems to me like he would be the kind of guy that's like, I got to announce this. And, you know, every city I go to, I need my love, right?
Hey, man, you could take shots at him if people, and I debate with people all the time. Some of them, it's political. I go, you can say whatever you want about whatever he's done and China and everything else. But you can't argue that he's been a pretty damn good role model and a damn good player who's durable, that's played a lot of basketball.
There's a chance we don't see another player like that
for
in our
long,
lifetime.
Long time. I'm not saying you have to like him.
Well, what was the gap between him and Jordan? Jordan retired, I want to say, in 2002, I think was his last season.
I'm not sure.
With
second
the Wizards?
Time around, yeah.
So I think it was 2002. So then you had it was a very short gap there. But yeah, that was the end of the road, Jordan.
But the guy that the father, he's still with his wife. I mean, just whatever, man. He's been pretty damn good at what he's done for a guy coming right out of high school with the lights on him since, hell, his games were on national TV when he was playing at Akron High School.
I love LeBron. He's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Right next to D-Wade. But, yeah, that guy lived up to the hype, man. Very rarely does that happen, especially with a guy with that level of hype. But he lived up to every ounce of it. Pretty impressive.
He might go down. I'm an old guy, too. He might go down as the second greatest player of all time. Anyway, what else you got?
All right, speaking of scumbag scalpers here, Joe, Topps Basketball, we mentioned this the other day. They had their pre-sale orders that sold out within minutes. And how about this? We had boxes that originally retailed for $109.99, those and $229.99 each. They were different types of boxes. You had hobby boxes and jumbo boxes. Those prices now, the 109 box is going for $225 on the secondary market, and the 229 one's going for upwards of $450.
So do you open them
on the secondary market?
You open them to see what you have. How do you go about that? Do you open the box to see what you have, or do you just keep them shut for a while?
I hate to tell you this, but I'm steering clear of all this stuff here.
All right.
I
mean, this is your baby. What about anybody else into this like you are, man, around this market?
I know,
market?
And I've been very disappointed with what's going on right now. So essentially what happened was Panini, you know, knew that this thing was coming to an end. They just started pumping out as many products as they could. There's a lot of stuff out there, and I'm guessing that Topps will do the same, that these things will just be printed with as much as they're able to sell.
Hey, man, supply and demand. As long as there's demand, they're going to spit it out and give you everything you want.
Yep. I mean, you've done, like, go to a store now and see. Go to Target and see how much product they have.
The next time I do my mall walk, they've got that Target down at the end of Sawgrass. I go, honey, come on, let's stop the walk. Oh, hello, Harry, how you doing? All right, we'll be right. See the same people.
They have so much product as far as sports cards goes.
Well, like you there get for a while, you know what's going on? People were sprinting all those Targets and had it worked out, like come get the cards, or we're putting them out right now because people are actually getting good cards there. Was that a couple years ago? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You did that, right?
It is very, very hard to pull good stuff out of those boxes from those
impossible
department stores.
Or is there still some?
Well, it's not impossible. Nothing's impossible. You could buy a lottery ticket at Publix and win the lottery. So it's not theoretically impossible.
All right.
It does list your odds on the back of the box.
Really? Even for the boxes at Target?
A lot of them. I think Topps especially usually, like if you, and you can go online too, they have the checklists and the odds, and it'll tell you how many packs, like on average, will each card will be. So you can do your research that way as well. Speaking of that, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the SpongeBob Topps Chrome cards that came out? We had a Topps Chrome SpongeBob Triple Auto sell for $21,500. The card was signed by SpongeBob, Patrick, and Squidward.
Okay. All right.
That is the fourth sale of over $10,000, by the way, of that.
All right.
The SpongeBob set, which retailed, by the way, the hobby box is retailed for $260. They are.
Are your kids into SpongeBob?
No, not really.
Okay.
They peaked at $550 on the secondary market.
All right. On that note, that's a good way to finish it up right there.
Wow. I was going to tell you about the Sequarium closing for good, but.
Go ahead.
Whatever.
No, go ahead.
Sequarium's closing for good. PETA, apparently very happy.
What happens to the dolphin have been living there for a long time? What happens? Put him somewhere else?
Probably just.
Let them go out there and go, hey, good luck.
Yeah.
Now you got to eat on your own. No help from us.
It's like, you know, like in Free Willy where he jumps over the thing and it's like you're free now.
Yeah. All right.
Right?
Okay.
Maybe the Dolphins are looking for a mascot.
There will be a big, beautiful development there in no time, right? Big, beautiful place right there. Hey, I want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm. Personal injury attorneys in Plantation, big Dolphin fans who are hurting badly right now. The same partners to handle your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each. And I will tell you this, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Hey, this is a big problem people are having. Now, there's injury law firms everywhere. You see them every time you turn around. You see a billboard. You see a commercial. And I just want to say this. Make sure you ask, are you, the people I see, are you going to handle my case yourself? Because I like you. I like the image of and the TV commercials and stuff. And they, when they're honest, are going to go, no, we do handoff attorneys here. We're in the handoff business. We hand it off to other people to handle your case. But I'll get an update on it from time to time. No. You don't get that with Harvey and Gary. Not a lick. Matter of fact, partners who you can always get a hold of, I want you to go to conandjudah.com and read the reviews. A lot of people saying a lot of great things about the personal touch, the communication, understanding you're in pain from an automobile accident, a slip and fall, and you want to know that your case is a priority, always a priority with Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
I'm Mario Cristobal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.